Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Dalet, Baba Basra 144a, pagination is 287. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisen, about a quarter of the way up on the page. By way of overview, we're dealing with a case, as the Mishnah begins, Hiniach Banim Gidolim Ukitanim, that a person, upon his passing, left children that were legal adults and children that were legally minors. The legal adults naturally want to take action and start earning profits on the estate. And the question here is, based on their efforts and decisions, how much of that is going to become tefusas habayis, the public benefit, and it remains as part of the estate, and how much of it is already considered the beginning of a chalukah, a division that they took their portion, and they're creating earnings on that which should belong to them themselves. So the starting point is going to be that it goes la'emtza, to the middle, to the estate, where everybody is going to benefit because it's not yet considered divided. However, if they did benefits that clearly are attributed to their significant efforts, then the benefits would go to them themselves. However, if it's something that their grand significant efforts could have been participated in by the younger children as well, had they notified them and invited them to participate, then we're back to square one, that it goes to tefusas habayis, to the public benefit and the estate, because they should have simply included the children, the younger children. And then, to further develop the considerations here, the Mishnah will tell us that if these older brothers said, we're ready to divide, we want to divide, but Beis Din's not moving quickly over here, then that declaration could enable them to proceed with doing benefits which will be theirs alone. And we'll see at the end of the session where there are cases where it's assumed that they made this declaration, or it's as if they made this declaration that we want the benefit, even though it's not a significant endeavor in the eyes of anybody else. But to us, we consider this significant and we want the benefit to be ours exclusively, based on our effort. Perhaps our overview is a drop ambiguous. Let's see the text of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and I believe it will fall into place. Says the Mishnah, Hiniach banim gedolim uktanim, their children that the father left over, older and younger. Hishbichu gedolim asanachasim, hishbichu le'emtza. If the older brothers do a nominal endeavor with the property and they cause benefit, that benefit is owned by everyone collectively. It's la'emtza, to the middle, meaning to the estate. Im amru, but if they said, Ru'u ma shehiniach abba, look what our father left over. Harei anu osim va'ochlim. We're going to take our portion, we're going to work at it, and we're going to benefit. Hishpichu la'atzman, that benefit goes to them themselves. We're talking about a nominal endeavor, something that until now, without their comments, would have been included in benefit that goes to tfusas habayis, to the collective estate. But nevertheless, because they made this statement, take a look at the words of the Rashbam, about 10 lines up in the beginning of the line, Mizumanum anu lachlok, we're ready to divide. Umashanashbiach nashbiach milchalkeinu, and what we're causing benefit shall be considered a benefit from our portion. V'nis'atzlu Bezdin lachlok, and Bezdin was delayed in helping them divide. Az hishbichu la'atzman, the benefit is to them themselves. Let's skip three lines to the Gemara. Amar Rav Chaviva b'rei de Rav Yosef b'rei de Rava mishmei de Rava. The following statement was made. Lo shanu, we did not learn this concept that things go to tefusas habayis, to the public estate, unless they made a declaration. Ela sheshibchu nechasa machmas nechasa. That's only if it's nominal endeavor that caused the benefit, but basically the property itself caused the benefit, pretty much. If they made a significant endeavor, then even without their statement, the benefit would go to them themselves because it was a significant endeavor. Eini asks the Gemara, that doesn't seem to be true. If the father left them an irrigation ditch from which fields are watered, Hasachar la'emtza, the benefit goes to the estate. So if they rent it out, the benefit goes to the estate and it's collectively owned. Asks the Gemara, if we were assessing this case, ha'udaini demachmas atzmohu, it would seem that this irrigation ditch is something that the older brothers are bringing something significant to the table for, because they have to guard it, because otherwise it becomes a free-for-all. Who owns this ditch? The water's available. No one's using it. People are going to take it. So they have to guard it and make a declaration that only if you pay rent are you entitled to this water. And the Gemara answers that it's not considered a significant endeavor which the older brothers are doing. Shaini udaini delinaturisahu da'avida, because all that needs to be done is guard it. Vafilu ketanim nami matzu mantarila, and even the younger brothers could guard it if the older brothers would guide them and inform them that that's what needs to be done. In Shulchan Aruch Resh Pei Zayin, in the middle of a large sif, the Mechaber indeed writes, if they did benefit in something that had they notified the younger ones, they would participate just as much. Kigon lishmar, to guard something. The benefit goes collectively to the estate, even though they worked personally, and it wasn't so nominal, it wasn't just a simple decision, an authorization, a signature to allow the executor to do whatever has to be done. They worked. They stood there in the heat, in the rain, whatever it was, but they could have notified the younger ones to do the same. And therefore, it's still collectively owned, even though they made a significant endeavor. So far, we have a concept of minor endeavor, and that goes to the collective. We have the concept of a significant endeavor, in which case it's owned privately by the people who made that initiative. We also have a concept that if you made a declaration, even by a minor endeavor, it would be privately owned. Let's take a look on the fourth line of today's daf, another exception. Amru, if they said, Ru'uma she'niach abo, look what we were left. Harei anu osim va'ochlim, we're going to take action and we'll have benefit. Hishpichu la'atzman, that goes to themselves. Says the Gemara, sometimes, even without a formal declaration, it will also be owned privately by the child that's doing the endeavor. Says the Gemara, Rav Safra Shavak Avua Zuzi. Rav Safra was left money from his father, and apparently he had brothers. Shaklinu, he took it, Avad Behu Iska, and he did some business with it, buying, selling, investment, something that would have been considered a nominal endeavor. Asu Achi Tavua Bedina Kamei Derava. And so the brothers claimed that they wanted to benefit from the earnings, from the profits. Omaluhu, Rava responded, you get nothing from these benefits, because Rav Safra Gavra Rabahu, Rav Safra is a Talmud Chacham, and the Mefarshim say it has to be an extreme level of Talmud Chacham, that Lo Shovik Girse Vitorach La'acharini, he never would have left his learning to do benefit for other people. Now, this sounds a little harsh. Isn't chesed an important thing? But when we appreciate, chesed has its place and Torah study has its place. So a person who has discretionary time, he reads the newspaper and he schmoozes on different topics. So he has discretionary time, so investments might be considered nominal. You have some conversations with people. But for Rav Safra, this was all taking away from his learning. And the only way, Rava said, that he would have been taking away from his learning is if he was doing it as Torah im derech eretz to support his own learning. He wasn't doing greater chesed. That's for other people. He doesn't have that kind of discretionary time in his day. And therefore, it's the same as an omru. It's considered the same as having made a declaration, or perhaps in his situation, it's considered a significant endeavor and doesn't need an omru. But in any case, Rav Safra would get the earnings for himself. In the words of Shulchan Aruch Resh Pei Zayin Beis, a Talmud Chacham Gadol, a great Talmud Chacham, She'ena Maniach Toraso Shah Achas, that does not leave his learning even for a moment. And there's a discussion in the Sma whether we have such a Talmud Chacham or not, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lefi Ra'os Einei Adayin, it depends on how the judge perceives the case. But if you have a person that it could be assumed that he only left his learning to do this endeavor, expecting that he would be able to earn money to support his learning, and would not be doing this for the greater family good, then indeed, this halacha would apply. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.